yourself, to be yourself. And to notice your separateness, to notice your individuality. Because that is what then you will be able to bring to the whole. You cannot bring anything to the whole without your personal, individual nature understood and appreciated truly. But you are not truly appreciating it right now. What you are feeling separate, but you are always trying to be like something else. Ironic. You're always trying to join and to become something outside of you. Why bother being an individual if you are doing that? That is not true unity, you see. You cannot be unified until each individual understands themselves as a power of their own. And then you join one another with a greater appreciation of what individuality truly is, and an appreciation for one another in a new way. Then when you unify, you are a great force, a linked force. You understand. But you must first recognize your individual truth and also see how you are energetically linked and how you are strengthened by strengthening each other and how energy transmits between everything and everyone and how you can uplift each other. And when you uplift each other, you are uplifting yourself, your whole. And this is what will create your evolution to your next step level. This is what will make your evolutionary leap. Now, from that individual knowing to the strength of unity and the consciousness that goes with that, so that together you are deciding to have a fruitful future and be better creators. Creators that have a thought and it comes into reality. Not creators that are confused because they do not even know what they want. They don't know what they want because they don't know who they are. Simple. And so everybody's groping in the dark, grabbing at things, looking for it outside of themselves, hoping that one of these things that they grab onto will show them who they are, will make them who they are, even. A new hat, a new car, a new place, a new word, a new name, anything but who they really are. And the individuality that they are. You talk about individuality, but you are not being individuality. As long as you look for something outside, even another person, having a child, whatever it is that you are looking for to create yourself, to find out what you are, will not answer that question. It is the other way around. When you find out who you are, everything will come into your reality that meets it, that resonates with it. It is a very different dynamic, you see. Extremely different than what you presently do. So contemplate that essence of what true individuality of spirit is.
Can I ask a question along those lines, where if there was enough humans resonating at the vibration of oneness and unconditional love, is a critical mass hit where there's a quantum shift for all of humanity to be downloaded with that understanding in a twinkling of an eye? Is that correct to say that?
We see that, yes, it is. And understand, in that notion, that there are the souls that are born on this planet right now are divided into many different beings on the planet, in many cases. And there are souls from elsewhere. When you understand that concept, you see, there are souls here that are just here to be demonstrations, but they cannot be the ones. You see? They can be the demonstration. But that is why they're here to teach. That is why they're here to help the others. They're here to be an imprint of the possibility of change. The ascended masters that are here, and any other beings from elsewhere that have already evolved to this consciousness, have already evolved to this consciousness. What needs to happen is that those that are born of Earth and to have the history of the karmic cycles of Earth as human beings need to be the ones to change. And when you mention, or you have thought of, the 144,000, those 144,000 are souls of Earth that need to change. I'm sorry to disappoint.
No, it's not a disappointment.
You are here to be teachers, those that are not of here. You are instrumental in changing the human being. But it is the human being in that consciousness that needs to change this creation of humanity. They need to be the ones. And often they're the ones that do not see very easily. But that is why there must be patience, you see? And by doing it and going through all of the struggles that they go through, have gone through, you show them the way, do you see? You're showing them the way. It is a different approach than was the case in your biblical history and other ascended masters, that they showed the example as one being. Now it must be shown as a multitude of change. That clearly it didn't so work so well when Jesus came and said, this is what you can do, you see? Because everybody said, oh, that's the Son of God. Of course, the Son of God can do that, but not me. This is a different approach. And it is being watched throughout the universe to see if it works. That there are ascended beings from all over with very different perspectives put into the life on Earth, and having to go through the experience, the struggles, just as every human being is. But within them, they have that truth somewhere they remember sometime. It is hoped that they will remember where to go, what to do, and how to be the example, and that others will see and become it themselves.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the lessons that you've taught us. And we hope that this will have an impact, a positive impact on our future.